they're great.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What the hell was that? Crappy weather, shitty weather?
Comedy, sir.
Comedy? No. This is not comedy. Comedy is fun. It's antics, hysterical type things.
Hysterical type things, Airman Cronauer, are requesting you to elaborate, sir.
Antics, damn it. Comedy of errors, like the Keystone Cops falling down. General wackiness like that.
Falling down? That's a sight gag. How would anyone see you fall down on the radio, sir?
No. Not literally falling down.
Definitely wouldn't work on a radio, sir.
See, sir.
What I mean is in the spirit of the Keystone Cops.
I don't think anybody would see you fall through a radio, sir. If a field radio.
What are you doing here?
I thought I'd come and help smooth things out.
Don't help and don't smooth.
Red leather, yellow.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, a lot of stuff's happening here.
Okay.
There we go.
Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Big Blue Science Building.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, hold on now. Let me see. What is this?
Airman, because I intend to take issue with your performance. First of all, don't make fun of the weather. And don't say that the weather is the same all the time, because it's not. In fact, it's 2 degrees cooler today than yesterday.
2 degrees cooler? Me without my muff.
Seth!
Programming
page. Program! Frankly, I found your I love a police action remark way out of line. How can you have the gall to compare the conflict here in Vietnam with a glass of cappuccino coffee?
I was just trying to be funny.
Funny is gone. But then do it by using comedy and humor. Not police action and coffee remarks.
Remarks.
You want to stick to playing normal modes of music, not wild stuff. Those we would find acceptable here would include Lawrence Welk, Jim Nabors, Mantovani.
Percy Faith,
good! Andy Williams, Perry Como, and certain ballads by Mr. Frank Sinatra.
Would Bob Dylan be out of line?
Way, way, way out of line.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica. Don and Mike.
Yeah. That's a meeting we used to have with the program director.
That used to be a pretty regular thing.
You know, it's always a dead giveaway when somebody talks about what you're saying on the radio and says remarks. Yeah. Watch out for those smart remarks.
Who was that? Was that the late Bruno Kirby?
The late Bruno Kirby, who also had a similar, not really identical, but a similar type of role in the movie with Matthew Broderick. Which had Marlon Brando in it.
Oh, vehicular manslaughter in Ireland?
No, it wasn't.
The Freshman. A pretty good movie.
Where he was also a guy that wanted to be funny, but he really wasn't funny.
Exactly.
He had that niche, and he will be missed.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Please stop playing Vertigo.
Hey, please, come on.
Make it dizzy?
Eat one.
It's making me sick.
Please,
I'm going to have to visit the
I like
bathroom.
Vertigo.
Please eat one unless you're making a Vertigo joke.
He's gone.
Everybody just got their random thoughts and complaints.
Went to throw off.
I like to think he was making a Vertigo joke.
I love that song. I think that's one of the best songs released in the last 5 years. I love that.
Hold on just a second. I got something that was released just today.
Oh, really?
The Holly Morris feature on Channel 5.
No.
Now, we're not doing the Wheel of Holly today.
No.
She was out playing Ultimate Frisbee.
I got to look at her today. You know what? I don't think we've given Miss Morris nearly enough credit.
Really?
Nearly enough credit.
Are you talking about her body?
Yes.
I think I've always said that. You've never
rocket body. It. You've
no.
never, but today, I had no idea.
Wow. And she doesn't get really annoying until the very end of this feature. Today, she's out playing Ultimate Frisbee. Here is the feature reporter for Fox 5 here in D.C.
Steve is going to be my coach here. So, all right, coach, what's kind of like my game strategy? Because you're going to put me in here in a second.
Hey, Holly, we're going to make you a deep, which is our term for essentially it's equivalent to a wide receiver.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go out, and we're going to...
Now, at this point, she's just in a field
space.
With a bunch of, like, teenage kids.
Score in the
and this guy, the coach of Ultimate Frisbee.
Is we're going to run a play.
So she's not really hyper like a poodle in heat yet.
She's wearing a pink top.
And is it like man-to-man? Like I have a person on?
Yeah, there's a lot of different defenses you can play, but for the most part...
Right, let me just fast-forward this.
She's wearing a pink top and very tight slacks.
But she is so goddamn annoying.
I know she is.
You can sign up. You can sign up.
Here we go.
Oh, we missed the part where she's actually catching the frisbee. Here she is.
Can I do it?
It's classic Holly Morris. Trust me, it's classic. God, it's embarrassing.
Let's do it. All right.
Time out.
Here we go.
Holly's coming in.
I can tell you, this is my first official time to ever play Ultimate Frisbee.
So, Holly, all you want to do is get to the back of the stack.
Back of the rack.
All right. So
here she goes.
Right
back
to
of
me.
Her rack.
A really good player is going to throw it right to me.
Listen to her.
All right. All right. Okay. Here we go. Let's go.
One of the players actually said to her, shh.
Good.
Tone it down.
Concentrate, Holly.
Team. Feeling good. Do we talk trash in Ultimate Frisbee?
No.
No. Oh, gosh. No talking trash.
Shh. Here she goes.
Is she running?
Yeah.
That's that part.
Come on.
There she is.
Can I do an end zone dance? She got the frisbee. Okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
That bitch!
She got the frisbee.
Wow.
Can I do an end zone dance? She got the frisbee. Okay. Good work.
Here we go.
One more now. I'm defense, right? Defense? Yeah.
So cover a soccer there.
This is on TV.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's enough for playing this on the radio, but this annoying lady is running around on TV.
Just wish they put her in a sports bra.
Yeah. You know, her body was shown off better today than it has been in a month.
Really?
Yeah, but that face. Doesn't it look like the eyes and the mouth are moving towards the nose?
You know, it's so funny because I know we have fun with the way she sounds, but today I hadn't seen her in a while, and I just looked in today with that outfit she was wearing. Uh-huh. And a lot of side angle shots there.
I wasn't
even watching it in high def like you fellas were.
Oh no, Channel 5 is not in high def.
Oh, you don't get it in high def, so you're watching it like I was.
Excuse me, no, just in regular def. Right. But I think the thing with Holly Morris is called a push-up bra.
You might be right, but
it's a good one then.
I watch enough TV to know. But no, that's a rocket body.
It really does seem like she not only has the goods, but maybe works at it a little bit.
Yeah, but even with that, you still got this.
I'm covering Osaka. Osaka, you're going down, baby. I got it. MyFoxDC.com is our website if you want to find out more about Ultimate Frisbee. They're starting up fall leagues. You can sign up.
They all fall.
Holly got kicked in the head.
Make it an exhausted.
All right, so I have to work on my D.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Isolate that.
Work on my D.
Save that one.
On Mike's D.
Later. Anyway, it's a whole lot of fun. Come on out. Get in shape.
I will.
Woo!
Yeah.
It looks like fun.
Holly, they said no trash talking.
But you know what?
I know.
You really do get into it.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping.
This is the awkward part now with the anchors, where they have to go like, hey, you didn't make too big of an ass of yourself.
Holly.
As they look at the monitor. Gee, Holly, it was nice to see you running out there like a dog catching a frisbee. We'll wait for 2 hours for you to come in and anchor the 11 o'clock news.
That can bring trash talking to the game.
Everybody can.
Self-regulating, right?
Good job. Great catch. Thanks, Holly. See you in a little bit.
Low cut.
Right. Great catch.
And join me next hour when the Ultimate Frisbee team teaches me how to pull a train.
Yeah, we celebrate our victory. We celebrate our fabulous victory in Ultimate Frisbee. Everybody gets Holly.
Holly.
Yes, sirree.
Everybody gets a shot at her.
Well, so you're telling me she doesn't wear those kind of outfits very often?
No, a lot of times you see her in like a flight suit.
Or she'll wear like clogging outfits.
Right.
You know,
that's what. Yesterday she was rock climbing.
Hello,
flight suit.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Like the right stuff.
She normally Holly's dressed like an astronaut. So.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Captain Video.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, for Holly, after she or right before she asked if she can do the end zone dance, that little 30 seconds. Doesn't it sound like she just has a big O before she wants to ask if she can do the?
You know,
end
I think
zone
you
dance?
Probably go back through a lot of her material.
The famous tape of her where she was opening up the bottle of champagne.
Yeah, I can get it. Yeah.
Where's that thing?
A lot of that celebrating.
You got that thing?
Somewhere.
How about yesterday when Rob mentioned that there she was rock climbing? Oh, here she is from a couple of years ago. Opening a bottle of champagne.
All right.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in the victory circle. I can't get it. Ah, here it comes. It's shake it, shake it, shake it. Yeah.
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 Does the expression shut your ass up ring any bells?
Yeah.
That's the classic.
Nice.
Jesus.
The all-time classic.
Well, Allison, how does a high-tech treasure hunt sound? That's what we've signed up for as we are live at Carter Rock this morning. You guys ready to go? All right. It's called virtual geocaching. Cache away. Take off. I guess cache is the verb for geocaching. I don't know. We're finding out all about this, how you can do it, and how it just might get your family outside.
You know, seriously, her voice sets the feminist movement back 1,000 freaking years. It seriously makes me almost want to take my Hillary and 08 sticker off my car. Really.
And then you go over to the other channel, one channel down, and you see the Mamie Eisenhower uniform worn by Babs Harrison today, who really looks like, I don't know where. I think, seriously, what time do they start that show? About 6 o'clock in the morning? 5 o'clock in the morning?
5.
I think Barbara Harrison gets up about 7 o'clock, even though she's doing that show for 2 hours.
Do you know that someone on our website, at DonandMikeWebsite.com, I don't know if they had the video, but they quoted at least a transcript that they had been watching Channel 4 here in D.C., and Barbara Harrison, the anchor you're talking about, who dresses seriously like she's Jackie Onassis or Mamie Eisenhower.
Pretty amazing. I mean, she wears the big woolly suit jackets that you used to see on women back in the day.
The way that this was relayed was that she was co-hosting the news with Un Yang.
Right.
Who's, you know, another anchor lady.
Right.
And she started by reading the card by saying, "Welcome to News 4. I'm Un Yang, and I'm Barbara Harrison."
Oh, my. Oh, my.
See if I can find it on our website.
That is sad. Oh, fantastic. Really.
I don't know if anybody has the audio or if I just read that.
Where she actually said that she just read the prompt, a la Ron Burgundy.
Right, yeah.
Reading what's in front of her.
Absolutely.
You know, I would imagine that happens to anchors all the time, and they could put anything on there and they'd read it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hello. Welcome. Greetings from the middle of the desert.
What?
Greetings from the middle of the desert. What? I'm calling from New Mexico.
Right on, Albuquerque. How you doing? Albuquerque, like being on an Albuquerque.
What's the
happening?
Temperature out there?
It's cooling off because we're about to get a really bad rainstorm, but it's in the upper 80s, mid-90s.
I would think it'd be 120 degrees in the desert.
Not quite that bad, no.
Okay.
All right, let me see if you guys go ahead and talk. Let me see if I could just find this thing.
All right, desert man, what can we do for you?
What am I looking for again?
I wanted to ask about Holly.
You're looking for the Barbara Harrison transcript.
Oh, right, okay. I'm in the wrong section of
yes,
our
what
website.
Is your question about Holly, sir?
Viral video.
Is she a classic butterface?
No, yeah. She's not a butterface.
No,
she's not 100% butterface.
Hold on. She's got a nose that's long and squared off
am
at the
I
end.
Really the only one out here that I mean, I think really if you saw her in person, she might not be that bad.
Okay, while I do not have high def, I watch on a real good TV, and I watch where the screen gets shrunk down.
Right.
You know, when you're not watching in high def. Uh-huh. And if you get, and that makes the picture sharp enough.
Yes. Everything butterface. But isn't a butterface really, a butterface has to be 100% heinous.
No, butterface is, you know, she's got the body, but her face.
Now, you know, Mike's making a valid point here. Holly Morris. It's her personality that makes the butterface over the top.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to agree with you on that one. It's the voice.
You know, she does a lot. Can you put a picture of her on your website so that we can see what kind of hole the screeching comes out of?
Again, if you know, you should go to our website. People do have videos of her up there. I just can't find what I'm looking for here.
Barbara Harrison reading her own name.
I don't know which part of the website it's at, but if you go to the part of our website that says viral videos, people do have video of Holly Morris up there.
Okay, I'll have to look for it.
Hope you enjoy yourself in the desert.
Thank you very much.
Another problem with Holly Morris is she's contrary sometimes, and she puts her hand on her hip in the way that all bitches do.
Yes.
I hate that. I spend more time with her than anyone in this room.
Who is a TV woman you love?
A TV woman I love? I love Meredith Vieira. I think she's great.
Meredith Vieira. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I'm still looking at our website.
Who's one that you love, Mike?
No, I mean really love, passionately love. As far as an anchor woman?
Yeah. Total package.
Well, I fancy that sports lady on Channel 4.
Oh,
Lindsay Zarniak.
And I also like, surprisingly, Tracy Neal.
Mm-hmm.
Out of type for me, but
yeah, Tracy Neal's hot too. That's
a good
one. We agree on that one.
I know you don't agree on the mingling of the races.
No, but I can look.
You don't agree with it.
No, but I'm glad that you came up being the greatest misogynist that I've ever known. I'm glad you came up with two women on television that you said you love.
I would love to see them together.
There we go. Very good.
Wouldn't that be something?
Very clever. Step away from the microphone.
Put that up on viral video.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
You know, Robbie, hold on a second there. I would have to agree with you. I think as far as just how she be in bed and as far as just like being, as they say in Fargo, a super lady.
Yeah.
Because Margie, you're just such a super. That's
super lady, Margie.
That's what the Chinese guy says when he meets up
with her. You're such a super lady.
When he meets up with her and finds out she's knocked up.
I wanted to meet with you.
Because you're just a super lady.
Super lady. And I'm going to start crying now.
I do have the feeling Meredith Vieira is a super lady.
Yeah.
I don't want to piggyback on anything, anywhere Rob's been. But I might go with Meredith Vieira. Blech.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? I'll take Holly Morris over Meredith Vieira.
You can have Holly.
Absolutely.
Morris.
Hold on. John just says, go to the webs. Give me a second.
For one night in Bangkok.
Excuse me?
There's a picture of Holly for you guys to look at.
I really would.
That's her publicity picture from Channel 5.
That's the best.
That's really making like the most out of a turd.
It's like a glamour shot.
That face.
Still look at the nose.
All right, hold. Yeah, that nose won't stop. And I tell you what. You know what else? She's got too many either freckles or age spots.
Who?
Holly Morris.
Really? Well, I haven't looked freckles, that closely. Probably. Maybe they're freckles.
All right, hold on a second. How do you navigate our website? Off-topic discussions. Ah, here we go.
Yeah, I might need a key. You need a key, Wade.
No audio.
Where's your key?
No audio. Howard Stern, dentures, Alfonso Jr.
Oh, don't say that.
NBC. Ah, here it is. NBC4. Beautiful. Thank you to loyal listener Steak Sandwich.
Steak's good people.
Steak Sandwich writes, I know how much Don and Mike love to ridicule the local news. I had to include this alert. This morning I was watching NBC4 as I was getting ready for work, and intrepid reporter Barbara Harrison, known for her repeated gaffes, introduced herself by saying, good morning, I'm Un Young. I'm Barbara Harrison.
Wow. God, I wish I'd seen that.
I hope someone captured this gem and will upload it to YouTube. It may be my favorite Barbara Harrison moment ever.
Oh, God, I'd love to see that. Because that is just reading as the prompter's rolling. Exactly. That is true classic Barbara Harrison.
Anyway, thank you very much for that steak sandwich. Yeah,
where's Krebs? Is Krebs in the picture anymore? Because I don't watch it enough. Is he on permanent hiatus or what?
I believe Joe Krebs.
Has he been cycling again?
Still recovering from the bicycle incident.
He was pedaling just a little too fast. His heart couldn't keep up with his pedals.
I do like Barbara's throwback uniforms, though.
Yeah.
That's exactly hello. What they are. It's like anchor throwback jerseys.
Yeah, great.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing very well.
Don, I have a question that you can ask Wayne Newton when you and Big Frieda go up and see him. Why the hell did he agree to be a contestant on that Dancing with the Stars?
I'll tell you why, seriously. Because it's the hottest goddamn thing out there besides American Idol. Mm-hmm. I found myself thinking, hey, you know what? Marie Osmond wasn't on TMZ yesterday. That's a pretty good surprise.
Right. No, I mean, that show is for celebrities that are, you know, anywhere from the B through the D level. That is a very good vehicle for them to get some notoriety.
Wayne Newton, I would say, has a chance of winning.
And yeah, Wayne Newton, it falls into that great management of his career, his very lengthy career, where guys like that over the years have fallen by the wayside. Right. He's kept it, you know, sometimes more alive than others, but he's kept it alive by making those calls.
Go to Vegas vacation.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's goofing on himself there. He knows what he looks like. Well, Jesus, he's got a mirror.
And let's be serious. We went, when you rallied the troops to go see Wayne Newton here, we went as a pure goof.
Absolutely.
And the band and everything, the whole showbusy schmaltz thing.
Show.
It was entertaining. Now, we were half in the bag for most of the show. Well, no, we were all in the bag
for the whole show, but it still was great.
Highly entertaining.
I'll watch him on Dancing with the Stars. I think Mark Cuban is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
A brilliant addition to Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. You don't think that... Here's what I think about Mark Cuban. I mean, really, as an NBA owner, as a franchise owner, I mean, this is kind of, this is it for him. This is going to be.
No, he can go lower than this.
Yeah, you really think he can go
Here's
lower than this one?
Have you seen the commercial?
If he wrestles.
Have you seen the commercial? I know they've shown it on ESPN.
Right.
That Jerry Jones does for Papa John's.
I have not.
Okay, oh. Now, it is CGI.
Is that where? Is that the one where he bites into one of those really tough pieces of pizza and his teeth come out? A couple of yellow molars.
One of the old yellow. Well, Jimmy's bitter. Jimmy is bitter. I like the deep dish pizza.
Here's the deal.
Unfortunately, my molars don't. It is Jerry Jones coming into the Cowboys' locker room, and he says, "Who wants some pizza?" And a bunch of the hip-hop Cowboys who are sitting around say, "We do." And then they CGI Jerry Jones breakdancing and hip-hop dancing while he's holding a Papa John's pizza.
Sure.
And it's very well done because it's his head and his stupid plastic surgery face.
I gotta
that's
see
going
that.
Around and around and around.
So you're saying to me, credibility not all that important for professional sports owners.
I'm saying Mark Cuban has never taken himself
right.
as serious. That's right. one reason he's not liked by right. David Stern is that he doesn't take himself seriously. But really, watch Jerry Jones.
You know, he doesn't take himself seriously, but as far as the competition goes, you know that Mark Cuban will be trying very hard to win.
Oh, yeah. Oh sure.
And I bet if Jerry Jones was younger,
right.
he'd do it. And if Daniel Snyder was taller, he would do it.
You think Snyder would do it? Snyder still wants to be the president. He wants to have that kind of image. He wants to be the top of the heap as
right?
far as that's concerned.
I think a little germ like Dan Snyder realizes that people think he's Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. And what better way?
Well, he's going to be on that other reality show, Kid Nation, isn't he? he signed the waiver.
40 days.
He snuck in.
In the desert.
He's the one that actually really successfully wins the show because he's got so much experience on the other ones, on the 8-year-olds, but he's the same size.
That's right.
And he never burns himself.
He never does.
We don't have to worry about it. Dan Snyder, owner of the Redskins in Kid Nation. Mark Cuban on Dancing with the Stars.
That's good. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.